The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Welcome back, everyone. We're glad you're with us for our final hour tonight. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Coming up, more basketball. We'll talk some high school basketball, talk some college basketball. Great time. It's March. There's no better time. Right now, though, the man who has the task of giving you that information every 15 minutes, he's the star of our show. It's Network Indiana's Brendan King.
Coach, you are the best. Let's get right to it. Regional action. IHSAA Boys Basketball State Tournament. Tomorrow night, all those games we talked about right here on this show. And these are your matchups, beginning with Class 4A in Greenfield. Avon takes on Lawrence North. From Southport, it's New Palestine taking on Ben Davis. From Southridge, Jeffersonville goes against Evansville-Harrison. Franklin matches up with Center Grove at Southport. Logansport hosting Fort Wayne North against Fort Wayne Wayne. Kokomo against Fishers. From Newcastle in Michigan City, it's Crown Point squaring off with Warsaw. Also in Michigan City, Mishawaka and East Chicago Central. Class 3A from Triton, it's Hammond Knoll going against Fairfield. John Glenn versus South Bend St. Joseph at South Bend, Washington. In Logansport, Peru goes against West Lafayette. LaPel, it's Fort Wayne Concordia against Delta. In Southridge, Southridge at their place matches up with Evansville Bossy. In Seymour, Batesville against Scottsburg. Northview versus Danville from Lebanon. And in Greenfield, Garing Catholic against Indianapolis, Washington. Class 2A, it's Triton hosting Wabash and Westview. North Judson has Gary 21st Century against North Judson. Wapahani, LaPel hosting Wapahani against Tipton. In Frankfort, it's Fort Wayne Blackhawk against Lafayette Central Catholic. Washington has Brownstown Central and Sullivan. The matchup of Switzerland County and Forest Park in Seymour. From Martinsville, Northeastern goes against Park Heritage. In Lebanon, it's Irvington Prep versus Park Tudor. Now in Class 1A, Marquette Catholic versus DeMott Christian from South Bend, Washington. North Judson, the site of Elkhart Christian against Tri-County. In Newcastle, it's Seton Catholic versus Liberty Christian. Frankfort has the game between Canterbury and North Vermilion. Trinity Lutheran against Evansville Christian in Ligoti. Also in Ligoti, it's Christian Academy matching up with Bar Reef. Don't forget Bar Reef, fresh off of their 5 overtime game against Orleans. That's right, 5 of them between Bar Reef and Orleans. Bethesda Christian versus Clay City in Washington. And lastly, Oldenburg Academy gets Greenwood Christian in Martinsville. Let's talk some college basketball. Indiana State with win number 1 of 3 needed if they want to punch their ticket to the NCAA tournament. That was today against Missouri State in the Missouri Valley Tournament. 75-59, Ryan Conwell, the Pike product with 20. Former Castle star Isaiah Swope with 13. The Trees advance to face Northern Iowa. That's tomorrow at 3:30. Josh Schertz talked about the win.
Really, really good basketball team. Talented and tough. They try to keep you off balance, so you get your feet wet, you know, and we did. And we certainly, like I said, we couldn't go in and come in, you know, not ready, because that was going to be a brawl.
In the same MVC tournament today, Drake handled Evansville 79-58. Evansville season likely done. 16-17, but still a lot to like from David Ragland. They won 5 games last year, up to 16 this year. Bowling Green and the MAC beat Ball State 80-70 tonight. Division 3 NCAA tournament third round, Shrine blows out Washington U 86-65. As for college hoops tomorrow, Notre Dame travels to Virginia Tech at 2:30. UIndy against William Jewell. That's the semifinal of the GLVC tournament tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Let's talk some baseball. First of all, a massive news day if you're a Cincinnati Reds fan. Not just because Joey Votto signed with the Toronto Blue Jays, his hometown team, at the age of 40. He gets a minor league deal, invite to spring training down in Dunedin, Florida. Reds third baseman Noelvi Marte suspended 80 games, violating the MLB PED policy. He'll be out for a long time. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Great time of year for me to catch up with some coaches I'd like, had good years, and talk about it. Mequonnikwah's Braves were 15-7. Their head coach, John Burris, joins me. Coach, thanks for taking time. I know it's tough right now. You're on the sidelines and we're getting ready to play the regionals, but you and your kids had a tremendous year. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate that, Bob. We really liked our team this year. We were number one in Indiana in offense. We averaged over 75 points a game, and really were up there the whole year. And we just had a high-octane team that we had to get out and go. We had Josiah Ball, who led the state in scoring, and A.J. Kelly was way up there, and then had some other guys, Ethan Zeiser and Fuddy Kyle, really help with our offense. So, you know, we felt good about that. It was tough to leave the tournament early, but our sectional was loaded. And, you know, 3A, 3A is a tough level. You're going to face a lot of quality teams. You know, we had Northwestern, Oak Hill, Mississinewa. Of course, Peru moved on. They won the sectional, but it was a good sectional.
It seems to me, I'm looking at the schedule, you seem to stumble a little bit at the end. I think losing three of your last four, did you have some injuries or, you know, just in a situation where you played some really good teams?
Yeah, we had some injuries. We caught some teams at a, you know, we played Rochester.
You're right.
We were playing really good basketball at the end of the season. But, you know, this year we were able to overcome Peru in our county tournament, and they had won it 12 years in a row. And so we broke through that barrier. And sometimes when you're breaking through, it kind of happens in stages. You know, you can't just get everything at once. And, you know, I felt really good about getting that county from Peru. And, you know, Peru's playing tomorrow, and, you know, we'd like to wish them luck. They're playing West Lafayette. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a great game. Mm-hmm. And my friend Cliff Hawkins, of course, is still coaching at Tipton.
Right.
He's had a great year. And, you know, we're pulling hard for Cliff. Of course, I like Coach Luce at Wapahani. We matched up with them to start the season at Southwood. So, you know, that Andrews kid, I remember when he was a freshman, they didn't seem real worried about him coming in. And now I know why. He scored 2,000 points.
Right. So, he's had a tremendous career. He really has.
Yes. So it's been, and of course, our other local teams, Wabash with Coach Wright and the Apaches. So they're going to be up at Triton playing Westview. So, you know, Westview's very traditional. That's going to be an interesting game. Wabash plays great defense. So it should be a fun day tomorrow.
I think it's going to be a great day, quite frankly. You know, the Wapahani and Tipton matchup, in my estimation, is as good as anyone in the state, quite frankly. Those are two real – you know them. They're really good and great coaches, and it's a tremendous matchup. It's a great way to start your regional round.
It is, and, you know, when you look at what Tipton has done this year to go through the season, and, you know, they lost to Kokomo. Well, you know, if you're 2A, you're probably not going to beat Kokomo. But, you know, they've had a great year. And, you know, the thing that people don't understand about the regional is everybody has been tested to get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you might get a good draw in the sectional, but when you get to the regional – you know, you're going to play against somebody who's done some pretty good things, and it makes for a kind of a separation day where, you know, you'll see teams have some great games, and then you'll see some teams that maybe they got there by a weaker sectional, and you can get exposed a little bit in the regional, especially these one-game regionals where these great coaches have one team to prepare for. I mean, it's like a feast for them. I only have one team instead of four. You know, for great coaches to deal with in Indiana, that's a lot easier.
I have 1 week to prepare for one team. That's I understand. I didn't really think of that. That's a great, great point. John Burris with us, the head coach at Mequonnikwall. They wrapped up their season at 15-7. John, it's always great to catch up with you. I wish you and your guys nothing but the best. Have a great week.
All right. Well, enjoy it tomorrow. Thanks, Bob, for all you do.
Thanks. I appreciate it, John. Thank you very much. John Burris from Mequonnikwall. Regional weekend tomorrow. Get out. Don't forget, get out. Support your local student athletes, the kids in your communities. You've been with them all year long. They need you on a day like tomorrow. Don't forget to join us tomorrow night, too. We're going to be talking about a great number, we hope, a great number of games going on around the state in the regional round. Coming up, we're going to spend some more time talking about some of the regional matchups, some college basketball. It's a great weekend. It's March, so it's a great time. Scoreboard update with Brendan King. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between. Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana Scoreboard Update here on Indiana Sports Talk. Again, tomorrow afternoon, 3:30, for the Indiana State Sycamores against Northern Iowa, semifinal of the Missouri Valley Tournament. But remember, on that flip side, Drake crushed Evansville today, 79-58. So that's still looming for Indiana State. They need two more wins to punch their ticket to the NCAA Tournament. And in Joe Lenardi's latest bracketology report for ESPN, Indiana State, that at-large bid is just not available because of those back-to-back losses that the Sycamores suffered in the month of February. Still, they got that number one seed in the MVC tournament, but they got to win two more games to do so. Elsewhere tomorrow, 2:30 start, Notre Dame at Virginia Tech against the Hokies. 7 o'clock for UIndy against William Jewell. That's the semifinal of the GLVC tournament. Big day across the top 25 as well. Noon start. Arkansas travels to number 16, Alabama. Huge game in the Big 12. 4 o'clock. Number 1, Houston matches up with number 14, Kansas. In the SEC, primetime, 4 o'clock. Number 4, Tennessee against number 15, Kentucky. And then in the ACC, this is the big one at Duke. Number 9, Duke. Number 7, UNC at 6:30. Other scores, the Indiana Mad Ants G League basketball. They hammer Raptors 905. That's the Toronto affiliate. Listen to this score. 141-102. That's nearly a 40-burger that the Mad Ants lay on the Raptors 905 tonight. And again, you got to wait till Sunday to see both Purdue and IU. Purdue, Wisconsin, IU, Michigan State. Sunday, IU on that three-game winning streak.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Tournament time. Regional championships on Saturday at Lebanon in the 2A battle that starts at 4 o'clock. It's Irvington Prep taking on Park Tudor with me, Park Tudor's head coach, Tim Adamson. Timmy, congratulations again to you and your kids on winning a sectional, a chance to move on into the regionals, tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. As you know, it's a special time of year, and to still be playing and practicing is something.
How's the week been? Has it been crazy?
You know what? It has been a long week. We talked about it today at practice, and part of that is because our guys are ready to play. We're anxious.
Right.
And it's just, you know, it's the best time of the year, tournament time. And we had a good week of prep and a lot of film. And there's a little buzz around school right now. And so mm-hmm. to be a high school kid still playing is pretty special.
Well, everyone says the same thing. Everybody does it. You're trying to mean we're all creatures of habit in the coaching biz, in athletics. You're trying to keep your schedule as normal as you can, but it's also a period of time where this is a lifetime memory, and you want them to enjoy it. And everybody wants a piece of their time, want to take them to dinner, want to do this and do cool things for you. And within that, you have to try to maintain a normal routine if you can.
That's right. We try to do that the best we could this week. You know, it's a little different because you get to go practice at the site one of the nights, which is fun. It's always good to get on a bus with your team and spend some time together. And that practice is a little bit different than the other 4 days this week. It's a little bit looser. It's more about getting shots up and acclimated to the facility at Lebanon. We had a little bit of fun that day, but also there's work to be done and we know what we're up against this weekend, and we've got to be prepared. And so we had to spend the other 4 days really, really getting after it.
All right, so tell me what you're up against from Irvington Prep. I mean, it's a you know, both of you are good, deserve to be where you are. So it should be, I think, a great basketball game.
Yeah, I agree with you, Coach. I mean, they've won 9 in a row. They're playing well. They came out of the section just like we did. They're playing with a lot of confidence right now. You know, we played them back in January and been telling our kids all week, they're different, we're different, they're better, we're better. We're going to have to play well to win. And we know the keys to the game for us are keeping their guards out of the paint, keeping them off the glass, and getting back in transition defensively. You know, and offensively, on the other side of the ball, is we got to value each possession. We got to make them work defensively and take care of the ball and continue to do what we've been doing, which is playing unselfish and getting to be the aggressors offensively, but with patience.
Sounds like pace is a factor in this game. Am I right?
I think it's going to be. You know, we like to play fast. We're going to pressure you, and we're going to try to speed you up and try to dictate that pace. We do want to play fast, but we want to be under control. And we think that when we are the ones to dictate the pace by our pressure on defense, it leads to a lot of good things for us offensively. And that's something that we feel like we can feed off and try to do this weekend.
Yeah, and the other part of it, too, is you have some tough-minded kids, as do they. And like everything, this does get down to the basic execution. You got to take and make good shots. You got to take care of the basketball, try to prevent them from getting good shots, all those kinds of things you started on back in the summer. And now they come to fruition for the real reasons on the game tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, what we talked about this week is your margin for error gets smaller as you go through the tournament. And it should. You should have to play well to win in advance. We felt like we didn't play our best basketball last week, but we found a way to advance. And sometimes that's the way it goes. But we know that as we progress in this tournament, we got to shore up some things. And this weekend is going to be a major test to see how we've progressed in the last week and see how and where we stack up with a team that's got couldn't be playing any better right now. You know, like I said, they won 9 in a row and they came out of a tough sectional and they're playing really well. So we have definitely got our work cut out.
Well, it's two teams that are playing great, two teams that came out of really good sectionals, two teams with talented players and pretty good coaches. This sounds to me like what you should have in a regional matchup.
Absolutely. This is why we do it, right? Our kids are excited, man. They know how much work they've put in. And you can do everything right, Coach. You spend a lot of time in this game and around it. You can prepare. You can watch. You can know all the tendencies of the other team and feel great and the outcome cannot go your way and that's part of the game, right? That's why we do what we do and we feel like we've done everything we can to put ourselves in a position to be successful. We just got to go out and play and although that sounds really easy and cliche, it's kind of what it is.
Well, at Lebanon tomorrow, 4 o'clock start, Irvington Preparatory versus Park Tudor in a battle of 2A teams for the regional championship. Tim Adams, thanks so much for your time. Good luck tomorrow.
I appreciate you, Coach. Hopefully I'm talking to you again soon.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Timmy. Timmy Adams, the head coach at Park Tudor. Park Tudor having a great, great run. This is going to be – these were all great matchups, to be honest. I'm just telling you, great matchups around the state. We've talked some college basketball, too. We're going to continue regionals, by the way. We're not finished with regionals. We still have to talk about in the remainder of the show and also talk some college basketball. Congratulations to the Sycamores. They advance in the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament with a good win over Missouri State. And that time of year, we talked earlier in the night with Scott Hetty from Marion University, the NAIA National Tournament getting ready to start. Teams from Indiana, how about this? Grace College there. Listen, don't be surprised when they win the national title. Bethel is in. St. Mary of the Woods is in. IU Northwest, Huntington, Indiana Wesleyan, and as I mentioned, Marion. They're all in the NAIA National Tournament. And we're going to talk about that a little bit tomorrow night. I was fortunate in my career to go with teams to the NAIA National Tournament. Actually, 5 times, 4 as a head coach and once when I was an assistant at Franklin College. And 2 of my Franklin College teams were able to go, and 2 of my IUPUI teams were able to go. And I will tell you, the memories are incredible, just like they were yesterday. The caliber of play is phenomenal, quite frankly. Talk about the concept of hard to win. Try playing in those things. that's really hard to win. College basketball coming up on Sunday. That's why you want to join us tomorrow. I'm going to talk about some of these games. Michigan State will be at IU. Wisconsin at Purdue. Sunday games. It was great. You know, it's just spent Sunday inside watching some ball. How much better can all of that get? So excited about the opportunity to do that, but also excited about everybody has a chance to get out and watch some regional action around the state tomorrow. Get out, support the kids in your local community, and watch some tremendous IHSAA basketball. And it's a fun day. And we're going to continue to talk about regionals all over the state. And I just think it's a situation where it's that time of year. It's March. How much better can it get for all of us? So we'll continue to talk about regionals coming up. We're still going to talk a little bit about what I think is one of the best games around, Wapahani and Tipton. We'll talk with Cliff Hawkins, the head coach at Tipton, about that coming up in this hour. So looking ahead, that's something we can clearly get excited about. Scoreboard update. The man himself, he's soon to be heading to spring training, but we still have him for a few days. It's Network Indiana's Brendan King. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana scoreboard update here on Indiana Sports Talk. Last two updates of the night. We'll give you your regional matchups for IHSAA boys basketball tomorrow, beginning with 4A and 3A here, Class 2A and 1A at 11:45. 4A, East Chicago Central against Mishawaka. Also, Warsaw squares off with Crown Point. Kokomo battles Fishers. Fort Wayne North goes against Fort Wayne Wayne. On the other side of the bracket, it's Franklin going against Center Grove. Jeffersonville matches up with Evansville Harrison. New Palestine versus Ben Davis. And Avon takes on Lawrence North. In 3A, Hammond Knoll gets Fairfield. John Glenn against South Bend St. Joseph. Peru versus West Lafayette. Delta goes against Fort Wayne Concordia. It's Southridge at their own place hosting Evansville Bossy. Batesville against Scottsburg. Northview battles Danville. And it's Garing Catholic against Indianapolis Washington. Indiana State, the 75-59 victory over Missouri State. They'll battle Northern Iowa semifinal of the Missouri Valley Tournament tomorrow. Pike product Ryan Conwell, 20 points against Missouri State. He talked after the game.
I'm just proud of the team, just our fight today. You know, Coach told us, you know, at the beginning of the game it was going to be physical and we had to bring the physicality, the energy, you know. So I'm just proud, you know, we came and, you know, fought through and got the win.
Wrapping up some other scores as well, Evansville fell to Drake 79-58 in that same MVC tourney. Bowling Green defeated Ball State tonight 80-70. Division III tournament third round, Shrine blew out Washington U in advance 86-65. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. We're talking about regional basketball coming up tomorrow around the state. One of my favorite games, I think one of the best games in the state tomorrow at LaPel, a 2A battle between Wapahani and Tipton. Wapahani number two, Tipton number three. We're pleased to be joined, honored to be joined by the head coach at Tipton, Cliff Hawkins. And coach, kind of what you want, two versus three, two really, really good teams, two really, really good coaches and some spectacular players. This is what you get in for, and you hope you have a chance to be in a day like this, Cliff.
Well, you really do. I mean, I've done it a long time, as you have, and it's
right.
Something I really look forward to as a coach. But, you know, for your players, you know, they don't get as many chances. You know, this is their opportunity,
yeah,
tomorrow, and for Wapahani's players the same. So since both of these teams have committed to their programs and to their school and their coaches and their community, this will be an outstanding game.
I don't want to bore you with this, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. I was fortunate back at Plainfield High School in 1967 and 1969, my sophomore and senior year, to play in the Indianapolis Regional at Hinkle Fieldhouse. And my senior year, you know, my sophomore year, I was along for the ride, but my senior year, and we're not bad. But I'll be 73 years old in a couple of weeks, and I remember that week and that day like it was yesterday. And you talk about the kids and the experience. They have no idea, Cliff. They have no idea that as they get older, how important this day is going to be.
Well, you're right. And I think the thing with this team, you know, last year we got there and we played a Blackhawk team that was a very good team in Indiana, and we weren't able to win. But after that day, you know, it was just a couple days off, these players went back and made the commitment, and they made the commitment all spring, mm-hmm, all summer, all fall, and certainly all winter with basketball practices. So it's kind of like they said, they just couldn't even believe 1 year has passed and they're ready to go again, you know. Mm-hmm. So they're very focused on what they want to accomplish.
I think that's the thing with both these teams, Cliff, is they're very focused. Great leadership, great upperclassmen, have played a good schedule. There are a lot of similarities between you and Matt's team.
Absolutely. Somebody asked me the other day about Wapahani, asked me to name a team that we played that reminded me of them, and I said the team that reminds me of them is us, okay? Because
right,
I watch how,
right,
you know, how they play, how we play, the determination that's involved, the commitment to a community. You know, these kids really enjoy playing for their school. There's no doubt about it. The two of us are very similar in how we approach the game, and it really should be an outstanding game.
All right, so having said that, keys to the game. I think pace, obviously, is a big thing. Both of you are comfortable going up and down and putting pressure on people. What are you telling your kids all week are the things they have to do to be successful?
Well, you know, there's a number of things that, you know, you always have to be prepared, ready to go. You know, that we talked about all decks on, you know, all hands on deck and
right,
be ready. You
right.
know? But the main things that, you know, when it boils down to basketball, the things that it boils down to is we have to win the rebound battle because we're two mm-hmm. small teams. And because we are both kind of
right.
similarly, we have become good rebounding teams, and because we had to. I think they do a wonderful job attacking the offensive glass. I think they're wonderful that way. So the rebounding battle is particularly very important in this game.
Right.
And then we have to establish that pace we want. We like to run. We like to move the ball up the floor. And if they decide to go into a little of a slower offense, then we've got to find a way to speed them up so we can keep the game at the tempo that we like. And then on offense, you know, it's really, really important that we move the ball. And when we run our set things, then we need to make sure that our screens are mm-hmm. are particularly good. You know, and so it goes back to all the fundamentals that we start day one with. It starts right there. We talked about our stances tonight based on how some of their kids
right.
reject the ball screen and go to the basket. So, it is just a culmination of things that you've done all year that you really try to emphasize the main points of what you want to do. So, I know our kids are very focused that way.
As they should be. Cliff Hawkins, the basketball coach at Tipton, number 3 in the 2A poll at LaPel. They'll be taking on Wapahani. Wapahani, number 2, they're 23-2, Tipton 24-2. That's a 1 o'clock start. Cliff, I hope you and I are talking tomorrow night. I appreciate you taking time to be with me, and good luck to you and your kids tomorrow.
Well, and again, Bob, thanks again for everything you do for all the basketball fans and programs in Indiana to give them a chance to talk on Network Indiana. I mean, this has been an amazing thing you started many years ago. And
it
just keeps getting better. Thank you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the kind words, Cliff. Good luck. Thanks.
Okay. See you. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Cliff. Cliff Hawkins, thanks for the kind words. Yeah, we've done it a while. This is our 30th year. If you forgot that, or we didn't remind you enough, some great matchups tomorrow. I think the Wapahani Tipton game is a stellar game. It's as good as there is. There are plenty. I mean, I'm looking up and down the schedule, and man, I like them all, to be honest. We talked about Warsaw and Crown Point, great matchup. There are great storylines in all of these games. The matchup at Newcastle tomorrow with Kokomo and Fishers. Kokomo with Flory Badunga, and they're 25-3 taking on number 1 Fishers. Fishers 25-1. That one right there, that's a state championship caliber type of matchup, to be perfectly blunt. You have just up and down the line. We talked about the New Powell Ben Davis matchup, the Franklin and Center Grove matchup at the Southport Regional in Indianapolis. Tremendous. Batesville Scottsburg, a great, great matchup. You heard our conversation about Irvington Prep and Park Tudor. I think as good a game as there is the Sullivan Brownstown Central matchup. This one at Washington at the Hatchet House. And these are two really, really, really good teams. Excuse me. We talked about Park Heritage and Northeastern, great matchup. So, again, regional weekend is important. Get out and drive safely. Be good sports. Have some fun. Yell, scream for your team. Get in your car. Turn on our local affiliate in that particular part of the state and listen to Indiana Sports Talk tomorrow night. I hope, I believe this, it's become kind of a habit for people on championship days, is to go and scream and yell and have a great time and then listen to the show once you get in your car. I always tell people say, well, where can I listen to your show? And it's, you know, part of my bad attitude. But I normally tell people, get in your car and hit scan, and you'll find us. You'll find us somewhere. And we've been able to do this for 30 years. I never thought 30 years ago when we got on the air, no one thought we'd make it through a year. And then when we made it through a year, everyone said, well, maybe 3 to 5 years and you got a chance. So we'll find out. All right, coming up, we're going to talk more regional action. And we're going to talk with Kip Westner from Hoosier Basketball Magazine coming up on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana Scoreboard Update here on Indiana Sports Talk. We continue your matchups for tomorrow. Regional basketball, the IHSAA Boys Basketball State Tournament down to 2A and 1A. Starting with 2A, where Irvington Prep squares off with Park Tudor and Park Heritage matches up with Northeastern. Elsewhere, it's Switzerland County going against Forest Park and Sullivan versus Brownstown Central. On the other side, it's Fort Wayne Blackhawk against Lafayette Central Catholic. Wapahani against Tipton. You just heard from that one with Coach. North Judson at their own place. They get Gary 21st Century. Wabash versus Westview to wrap up the 2A slate. In Class A, Marquette Catholic against DeMott Christian. Tri-County versus Elkhart Christian. It's Seton Catholic going against Liberty Christian. Fort Wayne Canterbury against North Vermilion. Trinity Lutheran battles Evansville Christian. Barre fresh off that 5-overtime game against Orleans. They get Christian Academy. Bethesda Christian versus Clay City. And lastly, it's Oldenburg Academy, their opponent Greenwood Christian. The Indiana State Sycamores tomorrow, 3:30 against Northern Iowa Enterprise Center in St. Louis. Semifinal of the Missouri Valley Tournament. The Sycamores beat Missouri State today, 75-59. That's the first of three wins needed if they want to punch their ticket to the big dance. We'll see if the Sycamores are dancing by the end of the weekend. Notre Dame at Virginia Tech at 2:30. UIndy against William Jewell at 7. That's the GLVC tournament. You're going to finish your day as well with UNC and Duke. That's at 6:30 in the ACC. ECHL hockey tomorrow. Fort Wayne Comets host the Wheeling Nellers at the Coliseum at 7:30.
Welcome back, everybody. Kip Westner from Hoosier Basketball Magazine joins me. Hoosier Basketball Magazine, you can still buy one if you haven't already or bought more than one. 317-925-8200 is the phone number. Go old school or go online, HoosierBasketballMagazine.com. Kip, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Enjoyed listening to that Cliff Hawkins interview because will be one of the locations that I'm at tomorrow for the Wapahani Tipton showdown. We had Wapahani ranked number 3 in the Hoosier Basketball Magazine and had Tipton ranked 5. So figures to be an outstanding game. And the way the IHSA has paired their timing, it will allow for both Dale Lawrence from my staff and I to make it to Newcastle and see the Fishers Kokomo game at 4:00, and then which is, you know, must see entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
By any means. I mean, that's I can remember when Michael Mincer and Batesville played at the Chrysler Arena, and it was the fullest
I saw that game.
They brought in the bleachers in the corners, and it was 9,000 strong and packed. I'm sure it's going to be a full house, and when that arena is full, it's like some of the Hall of Fame classics they've had over the past. It's a great venue. And then I heard you talking about the Johnson County Showdown at Southport. Dale, make it there with Scott. And I'm going to try and wind up at the John R. Wooden Gymnasium with Park Heritage and Northeastern. So being able to knock out three games in a day at three different locations, three different venues, from LaPel to Newcastle to Martinsville, is the way to spend your Saturday, I imagine.
I think you're right, and I think, number one, you have to be careful. Make sure you're careful. And secondly, make sure your car, you know, after that trouble we had in Richmond, we don't want to repeat. We don't want to repeat.
Yeah.
No, we don't want to repeat of that. So, you know, let's cross our fingers.
Yeah.
Because I worry. Hey, listen, I know I know all you guys with the Hoosier Basketball Magazine on the road. Things happen, so I hope all of you are safe. And I've been talking about this all night. There are a bunch of really, really, really good games. I mean, you go up and down the list. Earlier tonight, we talked with Clint Swan from Crown Point. You know, Warsaw, Crown Point, pretty good game.
That'll be great, yeah. Tony from my staff will be there as well. And that East Chicago, Mishawaka, heard you talking about Mishawaka, and they got 19 wins in the season, but kind of a surprise sectional winner. And, yeah, I really like the Crown Point team. I mean, that Doolin Conference has been outstanding all year, so that'll be a game to watch for sure. And then how about at Greenfield? We got two number ones in the Hoosier Basketball Magazine, where Guerin Catholic, number one in 3A, Indianapolis Washington, IPS, first sectional or first regional appearance, first sectional championship since 1995. And then the nightcap with Lawrence North, who's rated number one in Hoosier Basketball Magazine, against the Hendricks County champion and sectional 13 champion, Avon Orioles. So that's a back-to-back deal that's impressive as well. And I just want to throw out one more little tidbit about these games, because my guy Truman, who, you know, he's done double dip before a few games, he's going to go to the Berry Bowl, which he loves, Peru, West Lafayette, to start off at 1 o'clock.
And then great matchup.
Case Arena in Frankfort for the Blackhawk Christian versus Lafayette Central Catholic game. And then he's going to wind up at Lebanon for Danville versus Northview. So Hoosier Basketball Magazine staff will be out and about throughout the state. And it's just a great day. You know, we talk about sectional semifinal. Right. We talk about sectional final. But regional day is awesome.
All right, Kip, be safe out there tomorrow. I appreciate you calling me. We'll talk to you tomorrow night and recap the weekend. But thanks so much. Be safe.
Talk to you later.
Thanks so much. Coming up, final scoreboard update of the night and a final break and some final thoughts. Welcome back. Glad you could join us. Thanks for being with us again on Indiana Sports Talk. Mr. King, great job. Sorry we didn't have a chance to chat. I had a couple of other things to do along the way.
That's usually not a bad thing. That means you're a busy guy.
Not a bad thing. Remind me what is happening with you head to Arizona when?
Tomorrow night. So.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, so I will be there. Well, I'll be on
a plane.
But
you're calling this next weekend, right?
Oh, so I'll be there for a week. I'll be on a plane tomorrow night. But I will call you from the desert Friday and Saturday next weekend, no problem.
We'll answer that call, too, by the way.
You got it.
All right, tell me about your Bulldogs, your Butler Bulldogs. What's going on with these guys?
Yeah, I mean, I was at the game against Xavier, and I don't know if you saw, not only it was Barry Collier's retirement, which was a very nice show at halftime.
Right.
A kid made a full-court putt into one of those, you know, cardboard cutouts, and it was the smallest little opening in the cutout, and the kid made it from baseline to baseline. Kid, what?
Oh,
I'll tell you this, Coach. 10-year-old kid won $5,000. I don't know what I'd do with $5,000 when I was 10, but I know my parents would make me put exclusively in a savings account, and I hope that's where it's going for that youngster.
Good for him. That is phenomenal. I like that. So do they know who they're playing in the Big East tourney?
Not official yet, but highly expected that for the second straight game, Coach, they're going to see the Xavier Musketeers. Just kind of see how things shake. But, Coach, as you know from not only your coaching days, but watching as much basketball as you have, not only is beating a team again difficult in the postseason, but as well, how about trying to beat a team that you literally just beat in the prior week? That is not going to be easy against a very athletic Xavier team.
No, but listen, you know what? You clearly you can do it, but it makes you, as I mention all the time, it's hard to win. It just becomes harder to do. But I think all in all, I think that Thad has done what we expected him to do, given them some credibility. They're headed in the right direction. He increased his talent level dramatically, which I think was sorely lacking. And his in-game coaching, he can X and O with anybody. And so people should be pretty fired up about it, about the direction they're headed, and fired up about regionals. Won't be long before we're playing state championships, and that's hard to believe. And it won't be long, too. Hey, my grandson's birthday's on St. Patrick's Day, and I creep further and further into the world of a septuagenarian later on this month. So at our house, March is like December. It's just as fun. As a matter of fact, in many ways, it's even more fun. So we're fired up about what's happening the rest of the month, basketball-wise. We know that.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun, Coach. You deserve it. It'll be great.
All right, have a safe trip. We'll
thanks,
talk
Coach.
To you next week.
Yeah,
my thanks to Brendan King, Corbin Lingenfelter, great job. Thanks to our great stations around the state that bring you this show every Friday and Saturday night. Thanks to all of you. For 30 years, you made us the most listened to sports talk show in the state's history. It is a history-making, legendary Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.